Brenham Cubitt's softball is on the air. KWHI's broadcast of the Cubitt's game against Forney is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by Boski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Woman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BVR Material, Cold Course Food, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Blinn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. We'll go out to the field with your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lane, after these words from our sponsors.
Cold Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and surrounding area, supports the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blend Bucks, and the Lady Bucks, and wishes them good luck in the 2024 season. If you're looking for great food, fast service, and a friendly smile, head to Burger King in Brenham at 1107 North Park Street or in Chapel Hill at 9011 Highway 290 East. Choose from the Whopper, the Crispy Chicken, or the Spicy Crispy Chicken Sandwich. Don't miss these great sandwiches only at Burger King, where you can have it your way.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Alumni Field. It is opening day of the Brenham Tournament. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you, and the skies are overcast. The lights are on. It's a lot cooler outside. Quite a difference from just a couple of nights ago when we were over in Magnolia.
Yeah. Two nights ago, we were in shorts and T-shirts and enjoying just a beautiful night, and here we are. We get another one of those we can still say late February.
Yep.
We got the 29th. But it's Texas weather.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, and then tomorrow will change again, and it's supposed to warm back up into the 70s again.
Right.
So we'll have more of that on our weather update coming up later on. But this evening, it'll be the Brenham Cubettes taking on the 40 Jackrabbits in the final game of the day here. Earlier this morning, the Cubettes picked up a 3-2 win over Shadow Creek. And we'll talk about that more during the course of the pregame show. The start of the weekend-long tournament with games being played here tomorrow and on Saturday, and we'll tell you all about those. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The Nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
And back we go here to the Brenham Tournament. This is the second of the two tournaments that the Cubettes are hosting this year. This one with a little smaller field. This one has got eight teams involved in it. And as we said, the Cubettes getting set to take on the Forney Jackrabbits. For the rest of the Cubettes schedule, they're going to be playing tomorrow at 1 o'clock and at 3 o'clock. 1 o'clock, they'll face Dripping Springs and former Cubette head coach Wade Womack. And we'll have that one for you here on KW. It's actually going to be on the KWHI.com sports alternate feed, beginning with the pregame at 12:35, and then we'll have the first pitch at 1 o'clock. And the reason it's going to be in the alternate feed tomorrow, we've got our first edition of the Dan Bongino Show with our new sponsor, the Bank of Brenham. And so get to double your pleasure there here. So congratulations to Bank of Brenham on sponsoring the show. As we said, we'll have it on the sports alternate feed. And then at 3 o'clock, Brenham taking on Midland Legacy. And then Saturday, they've adjusted the schedule because originally Columbus was supposed to be in the games on Saturday, but they had dropped out because the Lady Cardinal basketball team going to the state tournament. And so the schedule's been realigned where the Cubettes are going to take on Klein Forest Saturday morning at 10 a.m. and then face Conroe at 12 noon. And that is going to wrap, and then that'll wrap up the tournament for the Cubettes as far as their play. And also tomorrow, in the game schedule for tomorrow, Dripping Springs is going to play Midland Legacy. They actually lead it off here at Alumni Field at 11 o'clock. And then at Holt Park, they're playing on Van Dyke and Schwartz. At Van Dyke, they're going to have Conroe and Lake Creek at 11 and Shadow Creek against Lake Creek at 1. And then at Schwartz, they'll have Forney and Shadow Creek at 11. Conroe and Klein Forest at 1 and Forney at Klein Forest at 3 o'clock. And that is a look at your tournament schedule. And we got more to come on the pregame, but let's send you back to the studios and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
If you're in the Brenham area, don't let the team spirit stop on the field. Take charge. Load those buses and bring the whole team to Mr. Gaddy's Pizza to continue the fun. There's tons of parking and room for school buses. Bring the team and get the ball rolling at the all-you-can-eat pizza buffet, then play like a champion in their arcade filled with classic video games, Connect Four basketball, and more. After the game, head to Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham. You'll never strike out when you're bringing the whole team. Located just off of Highway 290 next to Flamingo Ranch.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2024 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes and the Blend Bucks and Lady Bucks.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines and artisan bakery and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
All right, as we come back here to Alumni Field, and as we mentioned earlier, the Cubettes beat Shadow Creek this morning in the first game of the day, and Shadow Creek had actually jumped out to an early 2-0 lead in the first inning with a couple of runs off starter Heidi Busker, but then the Cubettes came back in the bottom half of the third, and that's where they ended up scoring all three of their runs. Avery Maurer had a one-out single, and then Hallie Shield followed with an RBI triple to bring home Maurer. And it was Sarah Mabee with an RBI single that would score Hallie Shield. And then there was a couple batters later, there was an error with Kaylin Rodriguez batting that allowed Mabee to get to third. And then a walk to Kaylee Rodriguez, which loaded up the bases. And then Nevaeh Holmes reached on an error by the third baseman, and that allowed Mabee to come in and score what would turn out to be the game-winning run. And so for the Cubettes, they did manage three runs on eight hits, didn't commit any errors in the field. Meanwhile, Shadow Creek, two runs, seven hits, and two errors in the field. Extra base hits for the Cubettes, Shield with a triple, Maurer had a double. Pitching-wise, Heidi Busker got the win, went five innings, six hits, two runs, both of them were earned, one walk, and two strikeouts. Kylie Baker came in and picked up the save, going two scoreless innings, allowing just one hit and two walks. And so now that sets up for this matchup here between the Cubettes and the Forney Jackrabbits. Forney just got through with a 6-5 victory over Conroe, where they came back. They were actually trailing that one and came back and got the win there. So both these teams with wins under their belts. And now we'll see what happens in this final game of the day. Meanwhile, coming up next, we're going to have our look at the starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blend Buck Baseball, Blend Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
All right, and back we go here. It's time now for the starting lineup, brought to you by the Bank of Brenham. Bank with Bob, the Bank of Brenham, the bank you take with you, and the bank you come home to. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham, local, friendly, mobile, member FDIC. And for the Brenham Cubettes, it will be Avery Maurer leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the center fielder, Hallie Scheel. Batting third will be the left fielder, Sarah Mabee. Batting fourth, third baseman, Annie Beckendorf. Batting fifth will be the first baseman, Kaylin Rodriguez. Batting sixth will be the right fielder, Kaylee Rodriguez. Batting seventh will be the designated player, Nevaeh Holmes, and she'll be hitting for the pitcher, Della Jasinski. Batting eighth will be the catcher, Stella Landry. And batting ninth, second baseman, Mackenzie Tiemann. Reserves for the Cubettes are J.C. Hager, Liliana Gonzalez, Killian Koviak, Heidi Busker, and Kylie Baker. And we are still waiting. T.O. went down to go get the lineup from Forney, and I guess he's still working on that. So while we're waiting on him to return to that, let's go ahead and take another 90-second break and hear from our sponsors.
Throw on your Cubs gear and get ready to cheer. Citizens State Bank is proud to be sponsoring the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams. At CSB, we pride ourselves in always stepping up to the plate and putting you first. Not just in banking service, but in the community too, because our hometown is your hometown. Come show your Cub pride alongside of us during the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball games. Citizens State Bank, hitting your standards out of the park since 1925. Local people, making local decisions. Member FDIC.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Barn dominiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Buildings has built their stellar reputation of customer service through 25 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, back we go here, and it's and we're taking a look now. We already did the Brenham starting lineup. Now we've got the 40 starting lineup, and leading off will be the center fielder, Mary Neuville. Batting second will be the shortstop, Ava Daniels. Batting third, designated player, Kaylee Slade. Batting fourth will be the second baseman, Emma Boren. Batting fifth will be the catcher, Riley Harris. Batting sixth, first baseman, Ashlyn Oscars. Batting seventh will be the third baseman, Alexis Boswell. Batting eighth, the pitcher, Emmy Santos. Batting ninth will be the left fielder, Maddie Dickey, and the flex player will be the right fielder, Bell Hairston. And that's a look at the 40 lineup. And also time now, let's see, where did my... that's what I was looking for. So we could do our game time weather update, and that is brought to you by Blinn College. And naturally, when you get in a hurry, then the pages want to stick together when you're trying to pull them apart. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn is a great choice for your future. To learn more, you can visit their website at blinn.edu. And right now, our temperature here in Brenham. All right, come on. And naturally, there we go. 53 degrees under cloudy skies and supposed to get down to 45 tonight. We got a 40% chance of rain. Looks like it's not going to get here till around 9 o'clock. So plenty of time to get this one in. And then on your Friday, we're looking at a high of 73 degrees under sunny skies. So should be much better conditions tomorrow. And then sunset tonight is at 6:24. Not a whole lot of wind is blowing out of the south-southwest. It's 6 miles an hour right now. And humidity, it's 67%. And that is a look at your game time weather update. And that will do it for the pregame, and we hope to have our first pitch for you once we send you back to the studios. And let's hear one more time from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Play ball!
The pregame show is brought to you by Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, BVR Material, Cole Coarse Food, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Lynn College, Tegeler Toyota, J&A Roofing, Bank of Brenham, HEB, Collier Construction, and Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham.
All right, back we go, and the two respective coaches are making their way out of the dugout, and they'll meet with the home plate umpire, and we're just about ready to get this one underway. Brenham Cubettes getting set to take on the Forney Jackrabbits here on, this is the final game of the opening day of the Brenham tournament. As we said, Cubettes still got two tomorrow and two on Saturday, and Cubettes able to bounce back earlier today. If you didn't hear the start of the pregame, they beat Shadow Creek 3-2 this morning to get back on the winning side. Brenham now 10-5 coming into this one. And after that disappointing loss from Tuesday night, Tommy, that was a much needed confidence boost this morning.
There's no doubt about it. You know, it was a little demoralizing. You know, that the Cubettes were, you know, they were actually ahead in the ball game, and then starting out on the sixth, and you know, you and I talked about it all the way home. Unfortunately, errors are part of the game, mm-hmm. and we just had two very untimely errors in that sixth inning in back-to-back. And after that, you know, the floodgates opened.
And it's a shame, really, because really just that one inning, that one bad inning is what did them in. Otherwise, you take out that half inning and Cubettes win the game 7-4.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right.
But they were able to put it behind them and went out and took care of business this morning, and they're hoping to do that again here against Forney in this second game. Della Jasinski going to the circle, and fans still filing in here at Alumni Field. We're running a little bit behind because the game in front of us between Forney and Conroe got off to they started about 20 minutes late. They just finished up not too long ago. And so now we'll see with the Cubettes, who haven't played this morning, and Forney, who just got through playing the game, if you'd rather be fresh or you'd rather come in here fresh or come in just ready to go right after just playing. And the Cubettes take the field, and we got a Della Jasinski in the circle. She'll be working with Stella Landry back behind the plate. And right side of the infield, Kaylin Rodriguez at first base. Mackenzie Tiemann at second. On the left side, Avery Maurer at short. Annie Beckendorf at third. And into the outfield, it's Hallie Scheele in center. Flanked in right by Kaylee Rodriguez. And in left by Sarah Mabey. Cubettes in their gray uniforms this afternoon. Or, well, now into the early evening hours. And the fans got the coats on, some of them with the blankets with them, all coming out. And looks like the wind's picked up a little bit, blowing from left to right. Working with a two-man umpiring crew for the game. Dimensions here at Alumni Field, 190 down the lines, 220 to straightaway center. And Jasinski has completed her warm-up tosses, and we are ready to go. And it's going to be Mary Neuville, the leadoff batter for Forney. Left-handed hitting center fielder.
I was hoping you were going to forget about it, Doug.
No.
I'm kidding.
And the first pitch is right down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-1. And we are officially underway with this one at 5:25. Evan, our... Let's see. Next pitch is up high and outside, and that'll be a 1-1 count. Games are on time limit. I believe it's hour 40 and finish the inning. And next pitch, low and away, a ball, and it's 2-1. Forney dressed out in black road uniforms with yellow letters and numbers. And this one is a ground ball to second base. Teaming up with it. Throws on to Rodriguez at first. And that is out number one. And that'll bring up the second, the number two hitter in the Forney batting order, the shortstop, Ava Daniels. Right-handed hitting. The righty-on-righty matchup at the pitch from Jasinski down low and skips away from the catcher. Landry back to the backstop. And so it's a 1-0 count. She was shooting for the outside corner to the right-hand batter. 1-0 pitch. That one way outside and also a little upstairs, and it's 2-0, about shoulder high on Daniels. And next pitch from Jasinski, she'll rock and fire it in there, and this one is going to be popped up into shallow left. Coming in is Maybe, and she will make the grab, and that is out number two.
She got that one up in the air.
She sure did. And luckily it hung up long enough to where Maybe was able to run underneath it. And now Kaylee Slade, the batter. Slade, a left-hand hitter. Got the DP duties today for the right fielder, Belle Harrison. And first pitch, Jasinski shooting for the outside corner. And it's a little too far outside. It's 1-0. And next pitch outside again and in the dirt. Nice block there by Landry. And it's 2 balls, no strikes. 2 outs here in the top of the first inning. And that one is up and in, and it's 3-0. And the 3-0 pitch from Jasinski. And that one is HP. Inside and got a piece of her. Did you see where it hit her?
I think it got her on the
Elbow pad?
Yes.
Okay.
Right elbow pad.
Okay. And so that'll put a runner aboard, and that's been one of the Achilles heels Della's had this year is the hit batter.
She's hit a few.
Yep, and pitches inside to the right-handed hitting, Emma Boren. Boren, the second baseman and the cleanup hitter.
And over the last 2 years, we've seen more in 2 years than we have in 10 or 12.
Right. And not just her, but just across the softball.
No, it's across the board, not only here.
Yeah.
Not only here.
One-oh pitch. Fastball is swung on and hit over to the right side. And that is going to be out of play. Past the dugout, past the batting cages, and heading towards the creek area. As you're looking at Alumni Field, the Cubettes are in the third base dugout, and Forney is in the first base dugout. And Jasinski's next pitch skips away from the catcher, Landry, and Landry lost it as went off to the left side of the plate. And that's going to allow the runner to move up. Went all the way to the backstop. And that'll be a wild pitch. And 2-1 delivery. In there for a strike. Just caught the inside corner. And that was a good comeback pitch by Della.
Mark's out here braving the elements.
Yep.
But he's got his beanie on.
Yep. And that one, a ground ball past the third baseman, Beckendorf.
Oh, Mauer
up with a throw to first.
Pulled
her off the bag. Mauer made the throw to Rodriguez, but unfortunately the throw was high, and that pulled Rodriguez off the base. And so that'll get Boren aboard. And it'll be an E6. That'll gets two runners aboard now for Riley Harris, the catcher. Harris, another right-handed hitter in the lineup. And Harris swings and misses at the fastball, and it's 0-1.
Never came close to catching up to that one.
Had some good velocity there. Two on and two out here in the top of the first inning. And the pitch from Jasinski is caught the inside part of the plate and just above the knees for a strike in 0-2. And that one got away from Jasinski outside. And Landry did a heck of a job to keep that one from going to the backstop. 1-2. And this one is passed. It's hit past Maurer into left field for a base hit. And the runner comes home. It was just right perfectly. Maurer tried to range over to a left to get that one at the shortstop position. Just couldn't come up with it. And it's an RBI single for Harris. And that makes it 1-0 in favor of the Jackrabbits.
Just perfect placement on that. Just drove that ball right in between short and third.
And now that'll bring up Ashlyn Oscars, the first baseman. And the pitch to her is up high. And it's a 1-0 count.
Hey, have a plan, ladies. Know where you're going.
The 1-0 delivery, and that one is fouled away over to the right side. Just over the bleachers where the Forney fans are sitting down the first base line. One ball and one strike. And this one bounced up there and inside a ball.
A nice stop there by Stella.
That thing hit the dirt about a foot and a half in front of the home plate. And good react, like you said, Tommy, good reaction by Stella to get that one.
She's a catcher.
Oh, yeah.
She's the catcher.
2-1 delivery. And this one, a ground ball to short. Maurer up with it this time. Throws to first, and Rodriguez couldn't dig it out. And the bases are going to be loaded. I'm surprised on that play that she didn't take a shot at, I thought she might have had a shot at the runner at third there.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. Good call, Doug.
And that will be an E6. And that's going to bring up Alexis Boswell, the third baseman.
Don't want to give up another one here.
And this one is inside for a ball to the right-handed hitting Boswell. And next pitch coming from Jasinski, and this one is fouled over to the first base dugout. And it's the netting just right before you get there. And so one ball and one strike. Next pitch, up high. That one was about eye level, and it's 2-1.
That pitch just kind of got away from her a little bit.
Boswell batting with the bases loaded, two outs. Next pitch from Jasinski, line drive, and Rodriguez caught it at first. And that will retire the side. So in the inning, there was one run on one hit. There were two errors, and the bases left loaded. We go to the bottom of the first inning, and it is 41 Cubettes coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Winston Water Cooler of Brenham, your local wholesale commercial and residential plumbing supply, located at 2294 South Market Street.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has a spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery and Barbecue is the place to go.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, 606 South Austin. For the classic toys you remember, like pedal cars, trains, and rocking horses.
Pool Techs, the pool professionals, specializing in custom pools and spas with servicing available, 319 South Austin.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main, proudly serving downtown Brenham for over 75 years.
Brenham Collision Center, quality service, timely repairs, excellent customer service, 810 West Main.
Allen Day Funeral Homes. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
For dozer work, excavation services, demolition work for commercial and residential services, Baker's Ag Service.
And And to the bottom half of the first inning we go. And for Forney, it is Emmy Santos in the circle. And she'll be working to Riley Harris back behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Ashlyn Oscars at first base, Emma Boren at second, left side, Ava Daniels at short, Alexis Boswell at third. Into the outfield, it's Mary Newville in center, and she's flanked in right by Belle Hairston, and in left by Maddie Dickey. And so for the Cubettes, it'll be the top three in their batting order. Avery Maurer, Hallie Scheel, and Sarah Mabee to try to see if they can tie this one up quickly.
Picked up on one thing pretty early, Doug.
And what was that?
Riley Harris got a bullet for an arm.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. Coach is in place for the Cubettes, and they used this the other night. Coach Katie Roberts going down to coach first base, and Coach Olivia Van Hook taking over the third base duties. I guess that's to get her prepared when maybe Coach goes on maternity leave?
Yep. Good idea. Good idea. Yeah. Good idea.
I mean, we don't know for sure, but if that's the case, but probably so.
Yeah, Coach getting to the point now where she's about ready.
Oh, yep. One ball, no strikes. And I'm sure the kiddos, too, are ready to meet little brother.
That's it. That's it. They're ready. They're excited.
And the next pitch is a ball. It's 2-0.
We're gonna definitely take that, but I thought that wasn't a bad looking pitch, but we will take it.
And the next pitch is gonna be up high for a ball, and it's 3-0. And another one that was high and about eye level, and so Maurer heads on down to first with a walk. And that's good for Brenham now. Get your leadoff hitter on. And now that'll bring up Hallie Scheel. And Scheel lays down a beautiful bunt down the third base line, and the throw to first. That's, you beat it out.
I was just getting ready to make that call. You're gonna move the runner up, and you got about a 95% chance that she's gonna get a base hit out of it.
Yeah, Scheel just laid that bunt down the third base line, and the third baseman for Forney, that was Alexis Boswell, came charging, and with Scheel's speed, just did not have a shot of getting her at first.
Did a good job of fielding the ball, but you look at that speed.
And so Scheel bunts for the base hit. Now it's two on for Sarah Mabee as Maurer goes down to second. And the pitch, kind of a high strike call there. And it's 0-1. And this one back to the pitcher. And a high throw, and it's going to be safe. And here comes Maurer. And Maurer will score.
Oh, my goodness.
That was just a routine play. Maybe hit it back to the pitcher. And the pitcher, Santos, threw the ball to first base, but she threw it too high.
All she had to do was underhand
it. Yeah, and first baseman could not come up with it. And maybe safe. Maurer kept right on running, and she was able to score the first run of the ball game. And also on the play, Hallie Scheel moves over to third. And that'll bring up Annie Beckendorf. Beckendorf takes the first pitch inside for a ball, and maybe we'll take off for second base. And want to let you know, Avery Maurer just made the first run of the game. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And now time is called, and we've got a conference out there in the circle. And while we're doing that, we got updates on the Cubs from today. And at the Clear Creek ISD tournament, Cubs did win their first game over Clearbrook 5-2, but then they dropped the second game to Texas City 5-3. So Cubs went 1-1 today at the tournament, and they'll
Good
be
job,
back in
Doug.
They'll be
Good
back
job.
In action tomorrow. And next pitch to Beckendorf is up high for a ball, and it's a 2-0 count. Next pitch, right down the heart of the plate, and Beckendorf takes it for a strike. So we're tied now, one apiece. Cubs trying to put a crooked number. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. And the pitch to Beckendorf swings and misses, and it's 2-2. Just got under it a little too much.
And a little over anxious there.
2-2 pitch, fastball swung on and missed. And that'll be a strikeout for Beckendorf, and that'll be out number one. That's going to bring up Kalen Rodriguez. Rodriguez batting with Hallie Scheel at third and Sarah Mabee at second. Trying to add some more runs on the board for Brenham. Squares away to bunt, looking for a squeeze, and bunts it foul. Over to the right side. Scheel was coming with the pitch.
Oh, great opportunity here for the Cubs to get it. At least one more, at least.
Yeah. She just didn't get enough of it, ended up fouling off the bunt attempt. And so an 0-1 count on Rodriguez. Now the infielder's creeping in. And Rodriguez takes the next pitch. Fastball on the outside part of the plate for strike two.
Oh, she snuck that one in there knee high on the outside corner.
And the 0-2, and this one a little flare out to second, drops. Throw to first, and she's safe at first, and Scheel will score. And Rodriguez now trying to get in a run down here. And they're just going to let her take second. They thought about throwing, and then Rodriguez was dancing around out there, and finally they just gave up and let her take second base. So Scheel scores. It makes it 2-1 Cubettes now. And now that's going to bring up Kaylee Rodriguez. And only one out here in the inning.
That's it, baby.
Swung out and missed, and it's 0-1. And the next pitch, and Rodriguez fouls that one. Back behind the stands on the third base side. Or, excuse me, first base side. And that's an 0-2 count. They did give Kalen Rodriguez a single on that. And foul tip into the mitt. And Kaylee Rodriguez strikes out for out number two. And that's going to bring up Nevaeh Holmes.
Good to see Nevaeh in the lineup.
Yes, it is. Getting the start at DP. And swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1.
A little late on that swing.
Holmes, the seventh batter of the inning for the Cubettes. And maybe a third. Rodriguez at second. Next pitch. is on the outside corner. I thought that was a little high, but the umpire didn't think so, and he calls it a strike.
I thought it was a little out also.
Yeah.
Go two.
And so an 0-2 count on Holmes, and Santos now trying to strike the side out. And that one way outside. To the right-handed hitting Holmes. So one ball and two strikes. And this one is foul back behind us. Just past the press box area. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Cubettes have taken a 2-1 lead here over Forney. And the next pitch.
We'll take it.
Yeah, that looked pretty good. I'm surprised he didn't ring her up on there. But like you said, Tommy, we'll take it. Two balls, two strikes, and the next pitch to Holmes. Swings and misses, and she's down on strikes. So in the inning, for the Cubettes, they do come up with two runs on two hits. There was one error and two runners left on. And we go to the second inning. Cubettes lead it 2-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
K&H Portable Toilets. Call 836-0552. For clean, affordable toilets, remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrennanRealEstate.com.
Shop J&J Packing Company, wholesale meat distributor specializing in pork products.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
Coverage, price, and service that only a local agency can provide. Wellman Insurance, neighbors serving neighbors.
La Morella's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
The UPS Store and the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center. They do a lot more than just shipping. Come see what one store can do.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash. Across from Mariachi's on Market Street.
And we return to action here, top half of the second inning. And Della Jasinski getting set to work to her circle opponent, Emmy Santos. And she'll be followed by Maddie Dickey. And then back to the top of the Forney batting order with Mary Neuville. And Santos, a left-hand batter, takes the first pitch outside. And it's 1-0. And next pitch coming. Back to the pitcher's circle. Jasinski up with it. A throw to Rodriguez at first. And that is one away. And now it'll bring up Maddie Dickey, the left fielder. And another left-handed bat in the order. And the pitch from Jasinski is outside for a ball. Also looked a little on the low side as well. Infielders playing in. And that one low and away. Ball two. Pitch. And that one, a ground ball to short. Maurer up with it. Throws to Rodriguez at first. And that is out number two. So two quick outs. That'll bring up the leadoff hitter, Neuville. Be nice for Jasinski if she can get a quick inning. Thank you. And the pitch taken for a strike. Painting that outside corner, and it's 0-1. And the next pitch outside. 1-1. And that pitch up and in, and it's 2. Two balls, 1 strike, 2 outs here. We're in the top of the second inning. And this one foul back. And just to the left of us here in the press box.
Looked like Deller got her to go for one a little bit out of the strike zone.
The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed at the rise ball and got her on strikes. So for Jasinski, that is a 1-2-3 inning. 3 up and 3 down. 1 a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They made banking fun. Member FDIC. And we have played an inning and a half. We're going to the bottom of the second. Cubettes lead it 2-1. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham. Your only downtown hometown bank in Brenham.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant in Brenham offers a full menu with all your favorite Mexican appetizers and entrees.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for new computer sales and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day in Brenham.
Felder's Buy and Buy for groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Slider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham. The home of Sealy Posturepedic beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Vacations anywhere in the world with Cruise Planners. Call 836-4085.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Book your party early and let Scavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 836-8778.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice cold drinks.
And as we go to the bottom half of the second inning, for the Cubettes, it's going to be Stella Landry, Mackenzie Tiemann, and Avery Maurer. And Stella Landry to the plate here to face Emmy Santos. Santos in her second inning of work. Cubettes lead it 2-1. And the pitch to Landry is fouled back into the screen. And it's 0-1. Foul it right back behind home plate. Wind looked like it's starting to pick up a little bit out there as the flags are starting to flap a little more. Next pitch on the outside part of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-2.
Yeah, I thought earlier today the wind was more out of the northeast, but it looked like it's back out of the north again. Maybe that was my imagination, but.
And Landry swings and misses, and it's a strikeout. And that'll be the fourth K of the game for Santos. And brings up Mackenzie Tiemann.
It's one thing about Santos. She's got something that I don't see up here, but, you know, she's getting the job done.
Tiemann, sophomore second baseman. Second year starting at the varsity level. And the first pitch to her right down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1.
What it's looking to me like, she's got a pretty good changeup.
A 1 pitch. Just misses outside to the right-handed hitting Tiemann, and it's 1-1.
Couldn't have missed by much. He's been given that corner.
Yeah. That one a little further outside, and it is 2-1. pitch down low for a ball. Three balls and one strike now on Thiemann. With Avery Maurer waiting on deck. And Thiemann reaches out and fouls that one away over to the right side. And it's three balls and two strikes.
We always talk about Doc giving the men in blue a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear his story on a pass ball?
No, I sure hadn't.
True story.
And pitches a little high for a ball, and Thiemann draws the walk.
Pass ball. Went back to the wire. Doc says, or he asked Doc, he said, are you going to get the ball? He said, why don't you get it? You're getting paid. That was the last word he had. He was on the bench. I thought that was
that
classy.
That sounds like something Doc would
that,
do.
That was classy. That was classy.
And so one out and one on. And first pitch is a ball to Avery Maurer. And Maurer swings and misses at the next pitch. And it's one ball and one strike. Next pitch inside. And looked like a little low, too. So it's two and one now on Maurer. Thiemann at first, one out. And Maurer swings and misses at the next pitch, and it's two balls and two strikes.
That pitch there looked like a tail.
And pitch is fouled away. She fouled it off to the right side, hitting on the screen inside the foul pole. Or I should say the pole holding the net up behind home plate. Two balls and two strikes. And this one is a high fly ball out to center field. And center fielder makes the catch. That's Mary Neuville out in straightaway center. And that's two down. And so Thiemann still stuck at first base. Now Hallie Shield the batter. Shield beat out a bunt for a base hit in the first inning. Cubs with a 2-1 lead, looking for more. And the first pitch to Shield is outside. I kind of thought.
Oh, it's strike.
Oh, no, they did call. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
And that's a strike call. It's 0-1. And next pitch, that one definitely outside and 1-1. And for you, the folks, Shield, a left-handed batter, and that one was in the right-handed hitter's batter's box. That's how far outside it was. And she swings and misses at the next pitch, and it's 1-2.
Tell you what, Santos definitely has some pitch that the Cubettes cannot catch up to.
And Shield takes that one outside. Thiemann goes. And
you see that arm?
Yeah. Rocket arm by the catcher there. And Thiemann is caught stealing. She slid right into the tag. That's Riley Harris with the throw there. And so in the inning, there were no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And we go to the top of the third. Cubettes lead it 2-1 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving Washington County and the surrounding areas with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Cole Course Foods, operator of Burger King in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Giddings. Have it your way at Burger King.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Automotive Detail Services, formerly ProClean Car Wash, providing the same quality detailing service to Washington and surrounding counties.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full-service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navarre, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street in Brenham.
Wade Construction Services in Burton, your site development expert. Call 979-551-5358.
Calvary Baptist Church invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are.
And we move along to the third inning. The Brenham Cubettes leading 42-1 here. This is the last game of the day here at the Brenham Brenham Tournament. Getting ahead of myself a little bit there. And the first pitch from Jasinski is up high to Ava Daniels. And one ball and no strikes.
Yeah, before we bat an eye here, Doug, both the Cubs and Cubettes are both being full swing in district play.
And pitches inside and caught her on the leg. And so Daniels will walk down to first. Second hit batter of the game for Jasinski. And that'll bring up Kaylee Slade, the designated player. Slade was the other hit batter back in the first inning.
Okay, ready, Adela?
And the pitch is outside for a ball. Got away for a minute there from Landry, but she was able to go back and pick it up before the runner even thought about moving up the extra base. And the next pitch is up high, 2-0. And Jasinski ready, the 1-0. Strike call right down the part of the plate there. One ball, one strike. Runner on, nobody out here in the top of the third. And the runner goes, pitches down low. Landry's throw not going to be in time, and Daniels steals second. Two balls, one strike. And Jasinski's next pitch, she winds and delivers outside for a ball.
I thought I was right. I thought it was 3-1.
Oh, okay. And so that's a walk, and that'll be the first one issued by Jasinski. Puts two runners aboard now with nobody out.
No, Della.
And that'll bring up Emma Boren, the second baseman. She reached on an error her first time up. And pitch from Jasinski, swung out and missed 0-1. And time is called as Boren steps out. And now she's going to climb back in the box. Squares away to bunt. Pulls the bat back. And the throw down to third. And got her. Landry made the spot-on throw. It was Maurer covering because Beckendorf was coming in to cover the bunt attempt. Maurer went over to third, and Landry made the throw down to Maurer to put the tag on her and get the out for the caught stealing.
Good throw.
And meanwhile, on the other end, Slade was able to take second base. But at least there's an out on the play now, and it's 0-2 on Boren. And that pitch up high, and Landry had to get up for that one and keep it from going to the backstop. And it's 1-2.
A little bit unusual there doing that with your cleanup hitter.
Yeah, you don't see that very often. And the 1-2 pitch to Boren. Foul tip. And goes back behind to the backstop. One ball and two strikes. And this one, a ground ball to short. Now we're up with it. Now she's going to go to third. Yeah. Beckendorf puts a tag on her and gets her. Heads up play there by Maurer and Beckendorf to get that second out. Six to five on the put out. And a fielder's choice allows Boren to reach. And now that'll bring up Riley Harris, the catcher. Harris had an RBI single her first time up, which brought him thus far the only run of the game. And Harris takes the first pitch a little high for a ball. It's 1-0. And Jasinski just needs one more run to get through the inning. Or one more out to get through the inning. And pitch inside for a ball. And Harris had to move her ankles a little bit to keep from getting hit. And it's 2-0.
Nice play there by Avery and a good throw by Stella a while ago. Two big outs.
And the next pitch, right over the middle of the plate. It's a strike. One pitch and swung on a miss, throw down, and the runner's going to be safe at second base. I don't think they were expecting Boren to take off. Nobody was covering the bag, and Maurer, Landry actually let loose with the throw, and she's lucky Maurer was able to get over there in time to cut that off.
Yeah, great call. Nice play there by Avery. Get over there.
Because otherwise, if Avery doesn't get over there, that throw's going out in the center field. Next pitch is up high for a ball, and it's 3-2. And this one back up the middle, past Jasinski, and runner coming home. Relay throw to the plate, and Rodriguez had cut it off.
Good throw.
If she hadn't cut that throw off, they might have had her.
I believe he had a shot.
Good throw, Hallie.
And so it's an RBI single for Harris to bring home another run to tie it at 2-2, as Boren was able to score.
You think Stella hollered cut?
I don't know, but it was a base hit up the middle. It almost got Jasinski on the ankle. She had to get out of the way of that, and then
ball was hit really hard.
Yeah, and Shield got it in center, threw it to Rodriguez, who was standing over the pitcher's circle. Runner going, throw down to second, and caught stealing. And so that'll retire the side. But then, as we were sitting, the throw, if she wouldn't have cut it off, because it was a great throw by Shield and might have had her. But nevertheless, they do get one. We end the inning. Forney gets one run on one hit. There were no errors, and nobody left on base. And we go to the bottom of the second inning, or excuse me, bottom of the third inning, tied 2-2. And let's see if we can make it three straight games, giving away some gasoline. The Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run inning is next, after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Bush's Chicken, Highway 36 South. The best tasting chicken in all the fixins. Let them cook for dinner.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same day service, free inspections, and estimates. A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Mr. Gaddy's in Brenham voted Reader's Choice Best Pizza and Wings in the area. Located on Highway 290 West next to Flamingo Ranch.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham. Serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Visit Glasgow Stone and Landscape Supply for all of your stone, landscape, and plant supplies. Located on Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegger Toyota. 1515 Highway 290 West and at TegerToyota.com.
And we come back here to the bottom of the third inning. It's time for our Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run inning. And we got $10 worth of gasoline if a Cubette hits a home run, or a rack of ribs if they hit a double or triple. It's Hallie Shield bat. And who's she hitting for?
A regular, Bonnie Pilchett.
All right, Bonnie, you are up next. The first pitch is up high to Shield, and it's 1-0. Shield beat out a bunt for a hit back in the first inning and came around to score run number two for the Cubbats. And fouls this one back over to the left side. Into the screen, and it's 1-1. And an $80 gasoline winner on Saturday, a $10 winner on Tuesday. So now trying to make it three winners in a row. And Shield fouls that one away. Back right behind home plate. And it's 1-2. And Shield now with this one past the pitcher and back up the middle for a base hit. And Hallie Shield 2-for-2. And so that is going to bring up Sarah Mamie now. And Sarah going to be hitting for?
Ruth Moss.
All right, Ruth, you are next up. And, of course, don't forget Buccaneer Food Store is your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. And I can attest to it personally, those tacos are very good.
Oh, yes.
And pitches foul away, 0-1.
Good job here.
And Santos ready. And maybe squares away to bunt. She puts down a good bunt down the first base side. Third baseman picks it and throws to the second baseman, covering the bag at first. And so a sack bunt for maybe.
Come on, Annie, bring
and
it in.
She'll
that's
be...
not what Ruth wanted to see, but, yeah. You know, that's all right.
But it gets Sally in the scoring position now, and we've got Annie Beckendorf batting, and who's Annie hitting for?
Charles Frankie.
Charles, you are next up, and you got a good candidate here. Beckendorf already with a couple of home runs this season. I think three. No, that's right, three home runs this season.
Yes.
And pitches a ball. She had one here and then two on the road at the Dripping Springs tournament.
If she hits one today, she'll earn it.
Oh, yeah.
With that north wind.
And the 1-0 pitch catches the outside corner, and it's 1-1.
Too
And pitches outside for a ball, and it's 2-1.
Walt just enlightened us on something.
Yeah, what is that?
And he made all tournament at Dripping Springs last week.
Oh, wow, very good.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. And the next pitch to Beckendorf swings and misses.
Walt's our go-to guy.
Oh, yeah. Two balls,
he's
two
right
strikes.
On top of it.
We're tied 2-2 here in the bottom of the second inning. And the next pitch to Beckendorf, that one high and outside, and it's 3-2. Also, don't forget, you can visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. Also get their barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, and side orders. And the barbecue sandwiches were really good that you brought with you today.
Thank you.
And Beckendorf swings and misses the next pitch. She's down on strikes. That's two down in the inning now. And that'll bring up Kaylin Rodriguez. And who's Kaylin going to be hitting for?
Hey, here we go. Good friend of ours, Nancy Rogers.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Nancy, let's see if we can get you some gas or some ribs. And this one is down the line, foul.
Drove it down that line.
Yep, into the left field corner. And also don't forget, you can get stuffed baked potatoes at Nathan's with your choice of toppings. And remember their motto.
Ain't no fib about our rib.
You make the call, Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham, a proud supporter of area sports.
You know what today was.
Oh, yeah, fried chicken. I didn't get to make it by there today, but I know
I saw him working with some of it, like always.
And pitch was down low, 1-1 on Kaylin Rodriguez. Rodriguez with an RBI single in her first at bat. And Rodriguez swings and misses at the next pitch, and it's 1-2. That was just right over the middle of the plate. She just couldn't catch up to it.
Come on, take her in.
And the 1-2. Rodriguez reaches out and just gets a piece of that one and fouls it into the backstop. And did we say who Kaylin is batting for?
Nancy
Rodgers. Nancy Rodgers. Okay, yes, we did.
Yes,
okay.
Did.
And Rodriguez swings and misses. She's down on strikes. So in the inning, there were no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We got three innings in the book and no winner today. So that means our game tomorrow will bump it up to $20. And we, as always, we keep going until we get our next winner. And we head to the top of the fourth and all tied up at 2-2 with the Cubettes and Fortney. And back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security, call Amanda and Russell Coring, Christy Milbrad, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
See what the future has in store with Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions, Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Call Climate Defense Systems, 979-353-2537 to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
All Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Horseshoe Junction, Brenham's family fun pack. Mini golf, laser tag, rock walls, go-karts, and arcades with prizes. Eat, play, repeat.
And we move it along to the top half of the fourth inning. And the leadoff batter for Forney is Ashlyn Oscars, and she fouls off the first pitch from Della Jasinski. It is Forney 2 and the Cubettes 2 here on the final day of the Brenham tournament, or excuse me, final game of the first day of the Brenham tournament. And about an hour into this one. The 0-1 pitch. Just missing a little bit high there. And it's one ball and one strike.
It would seem like we just got started on these tournaments and fixing to be full swing in the district play.
Oh, it certainly is. And the next pitch, just a little bit high, and it's 2-1. And Jasinski going to step out and take a little walk around the back of the circle. Teammate's going to come in for a little strategy session. And don't forget, coming up at the bottom half of this inning, we've got the Whataburger recap. And, of course, in our postgame, Tommy and I will be naming the John Breeden Star of the Game and the Hyundai of Brenham Drive of the Game. So be sure you tune in for that. And the 2-1 pitch. That one is inside and almost got a piece of Oscar's, and it's 3-1.
Hit it right here, kiddo. No matter.
And she wants time, and Oscar's will call it or will step out. And now Oscar steps back in. The pitch from Jasinski. That one is going to be fouled over to the left side. Or to the right side, rather. Excuse me. And that is heading down to the creek area. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And this one's a little flare out. Just past the second. Or just... between it dropped in on the outfield grass just past first base. Both Rodriguez and Tiemann were going for it, and it got right and just blooped in between them for a hit.
That's one of those oops hits.
Yeah.
Good pitch, Stella.
And that'll bring up Alexis Boswell. Squares away to bunt and bunts it down the third base side. Beckendorf will throw to Tiemann covering first base. And that'll be a sacrifice bunt for Boswell.
Really good bunt there by Boswell.
And that'll move Oscars into scoring position down at second base. And the next pitch from Jasinski in there for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Santos.
Emmy Santos with an opportunity to help her own cause.
And the next pitch from Jasinski, low and away, a ball. Santos grounded back to the pitcher. Jasinski, her first time up. 1 ball, 1 strike. And this one is a ground ball past a... it scooted just, as you'd call it, a seeing eye single in between short and second and just barely got out in the center field for a hit.
Just out of the reach of Avery.
And so that'll put two runners aboard now and bring up Maddie Dickey, the left fielder.
Looks like we got a pinch hitter, maybe? No?
No, it's a courtesy runner at
first.
That's it.
Courtesy
runner. Or actually, no, I guess that'd be just a regular. Oh, yeah. That would be a courtesy runner since it's the pitcher.
Have a plan, Bruno. Know what to do with.
But she's wearing the jacket, so we can't tell if that's her. And we can't tell who that is.
Go, Della.
So runner third, runner first, only one out. Swung and missed, and throw down from Landry, and Maurer is going to cut it off before he gets to second, just in case that runner from third tried to go home. 1-1 pitch. This one a ground ball first, and Rodriguez will step on the bag, and that's going to be the only play she's going to be able to make. Is coming in to score is Oscars.
Be aggressive.
With run number 3 to make it 3-2 Forney. And Emmy Santos, the courtesy runner, for Santos moves over to third. And now we go back to the top of the Forney batting order with Mary Neuville.
Go defense.
And Neuville 0-2 in the game with a ground out and a strikeout. And the first pitch taken for a ball. That's 1-0. And that one low gets away from the catcher Landry, and here comes the runner home as the pitch went to the backstop, and that'll make it 4-2. And it's a 2-0 count on Neuville. And the next pitch taken for a ball.
So one thing about Forney, they've taken advantage of every opportunity they have had this evening.
The 3-0 pitch squares away to bunt, pulls the bat back, and Neuville will take ball 4. And so that'll put a runner aboard for Ava Daniels. Daniels flew out to left fielder first time up and was hit by a pitcher second time up. And long look in. And this one is fouled over to the left field side. 0-1 count.
Daniels turned on that one pretty quick.
She certainly did. So it was a 2-2 tie, and Forney scored a couple of runs in this inning to take a 4-2 lead over the Cubettes. Now Cubettes just need one more out to get out of this inning. And pitches inside for a ball. It's 1-1. And the next pitch, strike call, runner going, and they got her. Throw down to second, and Neuville is caught. Third caught stealing of the game for Landry, and that'll retire the side in the inning, though. The newcomer with a run on 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left on. And we go to the bottom half of the fifth. And it's Forney leading the Cubettes 4-2 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution, with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Calvary Baptist Church in invites you to join them every Sunday morning at 10:45. Just come as you are. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or find them on Facebook today.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains, plumbing, and drain experts.
Blueville Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
And we come back to the bottom half of the fourth inning. We're halfway through this one. And the Cubettes trailing at 4-2 to Forney. And it will be Kaylee Rodriguez, Nevaeh Holmes, and Stella Landry to bat here against Emmy Santos. First pitch is a ball. And it's also time now for our Whataburger recap. And Whataburger is brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. That is Whataburger of Brenham. And for the Forney got on the board as Rodriguez fouls this one over just past the first base dugout. And that'll make it 1-2. Forney got on the board in the top half of the first inning. Kaylee Slade hit by a pitch and came around to score on an RBI single by Riley Harris. The Cubettes would get two runs in the bottom half of the first inning. Avery Maurer lead it off on a walk. Hallie Shield with a bunt single. Sarah maybe reached on an error that allowed Maurer to score. As Rodriguez swings and misses, she's down on strikes. And it looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter here.
That's Kylie Baker, I believe.
No, that's Kellyanne Kowiak.
Yeah, Kellyanne Kowiak. You're right.
And so Ann Kowiak will hit four homes. And then Kaylin Rodriguez had an RBI single that hit, brought home a shield to make it 2-1. And then in the top of the third inning, Forney would come up with a run on an RBI single by Riley Harris again. That scored Emma Borden to make it a 2-2 tie. And then they got a couple of runs manufactured in the top half of this inning. And that's where we stand right now at 4-2. And that is your Whataburger recap. And so Kowiak hitting four homes and probably is going to DP maybe the rest of the game. Swung out and missed on the first pitch, and it's 0-1. And swings and misses 0-2. And pitched in. Kowiak this time she got a piece of it and fouled it over to the right side. Past the dugout, past the batting cages, and over toward the creek. And got the piece of that one, fouled it back into the backstop. No balls, two strikes on Ant Kowiak. And this one back to the, that one's hit to the center fielder. Center fielder takes a couple of steps back. And she'll haul that in for out number two. And that'll bring up Stella Landry. And Landry struck out her first time up. Right now, Cubettes just looking for some base runners so they can try to cut into that lead. Trailing into here 4-2. And next pitch, just missing a ball down low.
Over here, Stella, find your pitch now.
And next pitch bounced up there in the dirt, and it's 2-0. Landry went for one a little bit outside and swings and misses. It's 2-1.
you can drive. Are you ready, Stella?
And Landry swings and misses, and that evens the count at 2-2.
Yeah, Santos definitely doesn't look overpowering, but she's getting the job done.
She certainly is. That one just pulled it and gets the hit. And now they threw the ball, and now she's got to hurry and get back. And just got
in there.
Landry had hit that one. She just looped it into right field. The right fielder picked it up, threw to first base, overthrew it, but Landry was safe there. And then went around to the base a little too much, and then had to get back before they threw to first and just got underneath the tag. And now Liliana Gonzalez is going to come out and run for Landry.
Lord have mercy. No,
it's no smart. Infield hit for Landry, and that'll bring up Mackenzie Tiemann. Tiemann walked her first time up. And the 1-0 pitch takes for a ball, and it's 1-0. Next pitch to Tiemann. Misses with a ball, and it's 2-0. And Tiemann hits this one, a fly ball to left center. And over is Newville to make the grab for out number 3 in the inning for the Cubs. They do get, they got no runs, a one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we will move along to the top half of the 5th inning. Cubs are trailing this one 4-2 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road. Protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Smitty's Cafe and Bakery, 4355 US 290 in Brenham. Enjoy home cooking, not at home. Catering available.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
If you have low credit, no credit, or bad credit, you can still get approved for personal loans at First Finance. Call 979-830-1158 or stop by 305 West Main Street in Brenham.
Yum! Sweets and Eats, serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
Tired of high energy bills? Contact Climate Defense Systems to reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
And back we go here as we head to the top half of the 5th inning. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Alumni Field in Brenham as the Brenham Cubettes playing Forney. And right now Forney leading this one 4-2. And Della Jasinski still out there in the circle for the Cubettes, and she'll be looking at Ava Daniels, Kaylee Slade, and Emma Boren in this inning. And that one is a ground ball to shortstop. Mauer up with it, throws to Rodriguez at first, and that's one quick out. And now Kaylee Slade, the batter. Slade's been on base twice, was hit by a pitch, and then later drew a walk. And she's also scored a run. And the first pitch taken for a strike, 0-1. And this one right down the middle of the plate, and it's 0-2.
Two quick strikes there by Della.
And the next pitch is outside for a ball. One ball and two strikes. And this one is going to be sent out to left center. Sheelan may be giving chase. And it's maybe who's going to call Sheel off and make the grab for out number two.
Good job there by Sarah.
And so that's two down now. Yeah, Sheel's showing off her wheels, getting over there in a hurry. But maybe say, I got this, and able to put that one away. And the next pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1 to Emma Boren. Boren's been on base twice, reached on an error first time up and on a fielder's choice her last time up, and also came around and scored. And swings and misses at the next pitch, and it's 0-2.
Two quick strikes there by Della again.
And that one inside and down low for a ball. One ball, two strikes, two outs here. And the pitch from Jasinski. That one is a little flare out to second. Tiemann knocked it down. Throw to first. Got her. Nice recovery there by McKenzie. Tiemann to retire the side. And so in the inning, it's no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left. Three up and three down. Way to go. Brenham National Bank's the way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC. On to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Cubettes trailing this one 4-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
A juicy burger, chocolate shake, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Whataburger, perfect at all hours of the day.
Seidel Schrader, striving to elevate and serve others by providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Naylor Floors, LLC, experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1404 South Austin.
Turn to the experts. Branham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 69 years of sales and service.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
Colwell's Chem Dry, your green and clean solution to carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning and flood restoration.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Las Americas Latin Cuisine, serving the best dishes and wine from different Central and South American countries.
It's electric!
And on we go here to the bottom half of the fifth inning. And it'll be Avery Maurer leading things off, followed by Hallie Scheel, and then Sarah Mabee. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you here in the nice climate-controlled press box at Alumni Field. And pitch is taken out, just caught the outside corner for a strike to Avery Maurer. Maurer 0-for-1 in the game. She walked and scored her first time up, and then flew out to center field last time up. Swings and misses at the next pitch, and it's 0-2. As Santos shooting for that outside corner on Maurer. Cubett scored their two runs in the first inning, and since then, Santos has shut them down the rest of the way. And Maurer takes the next pitch down low for a ball. It's 1-2. Cubettes have had four hits in this game. All of them have been singles. And the one pitch to Maurer, or 1-2 pitch is fouled over to the right side. One ball and two strikes. And the next pitch coming. That is up high for a ball. It's 2-2. And pitch to Maurer. Just missing on the outside corner. It's 3-2 now. Full count to Avery Maurer.
Think about ringing her up.
He came awfully close.
Yes.
But gave her the benefit of the doubt at the last minute. And Maurer fouls this one away. Over to the right side again. And it's going to hold the count at 3-2.
She's definitely making it work.
Oh, yeah. Santos ready in the 3-2 delivery. And Maurer fouls this one again over to the right side. And so next pitch, swung on a miss, took something off of that one, and Maurer is down on strikes. And so that'll be one away. They'll bring him Allie Shield. Shield 2-for-2 in the game with a pair of singles. She's also scored a run as well. And right now, Cubette's just looking for some base runners. And Shield fouls this one over to the left side.
That's 7 strikeouts, Doug?
Let me see. Yep, 7.
Yeah.
And Shield this time trying to go opposite way, and it turns on a little too much and hits it past the third base dugout. And out of play, it's 0-2. And next pitch is taken outside for a ball, and it's 1-2. Shield doing a good job of laying off that one.
That was one of those tempting pitches.
Yep. Trying to get her a chase on the outside. That one, she came back in, and Shield had to get out of the way to avoid being hit. And 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shield fouls this one over to the left side again and over towards the picnic area. Two balls and 2 strikes.
When the weather gets a little warmer, good place to enjoy a hot dog, a Frito pie.
Yeah.
Little ballpark food.
2 balls and 2 strikes. And Shield sends this one down the line. Left fielder giving chase. And it goes into the corner.
She had a shot there for a minute, but.
Yeah. Just kept tailing down that left field line for her. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sarah maybe would be due up next. And Shield this time going to pull the ball and drops it into right center field for a base hit. And
pretty,
so,
pretty good day for Hallie.
3 for 3 now. And that'll bring up Sarah, maybe.
Way to work, Kim.
And maybe has reached on an error and laid down a sack bunt.
Nobody better than 1-4. What do you say, kid? Right here. Fill some up, kid.
And the pitch to maybe his foul away. Hit it off the end of the bat and pat in over towards the right side.
Top half here, Sarah.
And the next pitch is down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. Foul away once again, back into the backstop, and that'll hold the count. Or well, that'll make the count now 1-2.
Is that a mover? What do you say? 1-4. Here we go.
One ball, two strikes, one out, and this one is going to be golfed out to the second baseman. Pop up in the second baseman backtracking. Just at the edge of the dirt, and Emma Boren able to make the catch for out number 2.
Come on, Annie, confident.
And now Annie Beckendorf, the batter. Beckendorf 0-for-2 in this one with a pair of strikeouts. And she swings and misses at the first pitch, and it's 0-1.
She's having a tough time catching up to Santos.
And Santos ready. And the next pitch, changeup, just got it past Beckendorf, and it's 0-2.
Hey, that's it right here, kiddo. You got it.
Come on, Annie. Come on, Annie.
That's it,
kiddo. And the 0-2 delivery. And that one's outside for a ball, runner going. She's safe.
Job.
Stolen base for Hallie Scheel. And even with the steal, the catcher Riley Harris with that armor, she still made that a really close play.
Yes, she did.
Throwing that one from her knees and still almost made the out. Yeah, 1-2 on Beckendorf. And Beckendorf swings and misses, and she's down on strikes. So that'll retire the side in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. And we had one left on, and we go to the sixth inning. Cubs are trailing this one here, losing 4-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. 225 Highway 290 East in Brenham or call 353-2033.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today at 281-888-1464.
Norman's Pharmacy. Independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Mill Creek Glass in Brenham. Add a touch of glass to your home with custom shower units, cabinet doors, and so much more.
Moeller Electric. Servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical installations and repairs. 836-7218.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
And as we come back here to start the top of the sixth inning, we got a new pitcher, TL.
Yes, we do. Kylie Baker.
And Baker coming on in relief of Jasinski. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Made the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, or home, personal or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on the insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance, Brenham. And here in the sixth inning, it is Forney leading the Cubettes 4-2. And the next pitch from Baker is up high for a ball, and it's 2-0.
Well, just right here, Baker. Let's go now.
Harris 2-for-2. She's driven in two of those four runs for the Jackrabbits.
Pretty good evening for Harris. Good job behind the plate.
And the next pitch is taken for a ball, and it's 3-0. Squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back again, and that is going to be ball four. And so first walk issued by Baker, and that'll bring up Ashlyn Oscars. Baker pitching for the second time today. She came on in relief in that first game against Shadow Creek this morning and went two innings to get this, to save the win there for Heidi Busker. And time is called. And it looks like we might be getting a courtesy runner for the catcher out there at first base. And they are.
That's our famous no number.
ABC News, I'm Dariel.
And we reached the top of the hour. I want to let you know you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM and K269GU 101.7 FM in Brenham. Across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com and on our KWHI app for your smartphone. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Alumni Field at the Brenham Softball Tournament. Oscars at the plate. And pitch coming. Squared away and then pulled the bat back and takes ball one. Oscars has been on base twice, reached an error, singled and scored a run. Squares away the bunt, pulls the bat back, and it's 2-0.
With runners on base, Forney's done a real good job of getting them across to play.
They certainly have, and right now, Baker's still trying to find the strike zone. Scores away to bump. That time she got one in there, and it's 2-1.
Keep working right here. I got your back, kid.
And this one is going to be bunted foul. Back to the screen, and that's going to bring it, make it a 2-2 count.
That was a halfway sacrifice drag
out
there.
And that one foul tipped, and I think that might have gotten a piece of Landry's mask as it went off. So that'll hold the count at 2-2 on Oscars. And that next pitch is up high for a ball, and that's going to make it a full count, 3-2.
That pitch right here, kid.
And 3-2 pitch, that one is going to be a monster foul ball down the right field line and out of play. That one, the others were heading in the direction of the creek. That one might have ended up in the creek.
That one may have ended up in the creek. Good point.
Three balls and two strikes. Baker needing an out here. And a 3-2 up high, got to the backstop, and that is ball four. So two walks to open up the inning for Kylie Baker, and Alexis Boswell will bat. Boswell grounded out to first base her first time up and laid down a sacrifice bunt her last time up. And wouldn't be surprised if Coach called on her to bunt one down and bunt one again.
Hey, go to work here.
And Boswell will take the first pitch right over the middle of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. And this one is going to be a high pop over to the right side, and that is going to be foul out of play.
She is going over there in the direction of Kaylin again.
Yep. And that one is going to be a shot into right center field. She'll over to cut it off and throw into third, but the runners are going to be safe. And it'll be a single for Boswell, and scoring on the play is Harris. Oscars, meanwhile, on the fielder's choice, goes to third. And it is now a 5-2 lead.
Tell you what, and again, good base running there by Boswell. Hallie Shield makes a throw to third, and Boswell goes into second base.
And so another insurance run in for the Jackrabbits.
I think we're going to have a pinch hitter, Doug.
That's what it looks like. And Baker ready for the next batter. And she will take the first pitch for ball 1-0.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wish we could tell you who this young lady is, but she's wearing a jacket.
Yeah, we're looking up and down, and it's it pitches a strike call. Because we don't have a little roster. We got a lineup card, but we don't have like a height and weight.
We've got like seven names.
Bouncer up the middle off the glove of McTeeman, and two runs are going to come in. Tiemann dove for it as it was going up the middle on the second base side of the bag. And those runs come in to make it now 7-2.
Oh, those two hurt.
Yes, they did. And so Harris scored, as did Oscars. And now,
now we have a pinch runner, and we got that one. Is that Domina English? Is that right?
I don't know. Let's see. 13. That's what I guess we'll go with. That's what it looks like to me.
But it is 13.
Yes.
Do you see that? The mysterious pinch hit base hit.
Yeah. And bunted foul.
Boy, again in this inning, Forney taking advantage of runners in scoring position, getting timely hits.
And still nobody out in the inning as Matty Dickey bats here. And Dickey lays down a bunt. That thing stayed up the line.
Tough bunt.
Really, it just hugged the line going up the first base side, and really nothing that Landry could do with that one. Infield hit.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right, Doug. Stella could not do anything. I mean, that was a textbook bunt.
Yeah. Another bunt.
Another
Beckendorf up with the throws to first, and Rodriguez couldn't dig it out. And that'll be an error there, and that loads the bases now. And all of a sudden we're having Tuesday night flashbacks.
Yeah, the wheels are starting to fall off again.
And that'll bring up David Daniels.
Here we go.
And we're going to get a visit to the circle there from Coach Van Hook. As it's now 7-2, Forney, here in the top of the sixth inning. And we'll be back here tomorrow at the tournament. We've got Cabeza Dripping Springs for you. That'll be at 1 o'clock. Now, we'll have that one on the Sports Alternate feed. That'll be beginning at 12:35 with the pregame. Yeah, that one should be a fun one featuring former Cabeza head coach Wade Womack coming back to his old stomping grounds. And this one is foul over to the on-deck circle for the Cubettes.
I'm sure Coach Womack is coming here with no mercy.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of neat last year. We had, was it last year we had to, for the tournament? It was Womack and Mangan were coaching teams, and Wilson was here visiting. Ground ball over to second base. Tiemann throws to Rodriguez at first. To get it out there, but coming in to score is the mysterious pinch, and makes it eight. The pinch runner there and makes it 8-2. And now Dickey moves. That's four runs in the inning now, and. Or that's Dickey at third and Newville at second base. One out in Slade batting. And the next pitch taken for a ball.
Now we do have an out, though. That's
yep. And right now that's the important thing. Get some outs wherever you can. And next pitch taken for a ball. It's 2-1.
Had to be a little low. It hugged that outside corner.
And Baker comes set. And that one is fouled away. Over that one went over the Cubhead dugout. Two balls, two strikes. And the next pitch is a strike called. And caught the outside part of the plate. That's two down now, and Baker needed that one badly. And so that'll bring up Emma Boren now. Boren has been on base twice with an error and a fielder's choice. And now Baker one out from getting out of this inning. As the pitch is up high for a ball. And this one, a ground ball up the third base side. Beckendorf over to get it. the count at 1-1. And the next pitch, taken for a ball, it's 1-1. And next pitch, swung on and missed, and it's 2-2.
I was going to say, let's get this batter. I don't want to get to Harris again.
No. And that time the pitch was outside, and Landry had to go outside to get that one. And pitch fouled away.
Morin, tough at bat here.
Three balls, two strikes. Oh, man.
Oh, goodness.
Thought he was going to let her call that one out. And it was right over the plate on the inside corner, but he ruled it a ball. And so that'll load the bases again. And I went back and looked, and the mystery hitter from earlier, looks like Chesney Bamey was the batter for Santos. That game changer app is a good thing. As Riley Harris bats here now, and takes the next pitch for a ball, it's 2-0. Harris has been on base all three times, two RBI singles, and started this inning with a walk and came around to score. And the pitch to Baker is down low for a ball. 3-0 count now.
Not looking real good right now.
Not at all. It was actually pretty close. It was only 4-2 going in this inning, but then Forney coming up with four runs in this inning.
Wheels falling off again.
And pitches up high, ball four. And coming in to score is Dickey. And that'll bring up Ashlyn Oscars. Fourth walk of the inning for Baker. And the next pitch coming, that one a ground ball to second. Teaming up with the throws to first and gets the out to end the inning. But they do come up with five runs on three hits. There was one error. And bases left loaded. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Cubs trail at 9-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends. And our score is 9-2 as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. And let's hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 19 years. 289-0436.
DDM Custom Metal Buildings. For barn dominiums, workshops, office buildings, and barns, visit ddmbuildings.com.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through excellence in engineering.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
Make life easier and let Brenham Produce deliver your feed and do the heavy lifting for you.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership, supporting the local community since 1962.
Reliable Homes of Sealy, for the lowest prices on mobile homes in Texas, guaranteed.
And Santos re-entering the game, and we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. She'll be looking at Kaylin Rodriguez, Kaylee Rodriguez, and Kinley Ann Koviak. Cubs trailing this one 9-2. The game was close. It was 4-2, and then Forney with five runs in the top half of this inning. And so Kaylin Rodriguez to bat here. 1-for-2 in the game with an RBI single and struck out her last time up. And the next pitch is up high for a ball. It's 1-0.
So be selective.
And next pitch is a strike. It's 1-1.
Saturday.
Next pitch on the way, swung out and missed. Chase one that was a little bit high, and it's 1-2. Rodriguez back in the batter's box. And she swings at this one, hits it up the third base side and foul. And that one foul back, and that'll hold the count at 1-2. Rodriguez is trying to get aboard, get something going here for the Cubettes. And this one foul over in the screen. She just reached out and punched that one and fouled it off. Cubettes scored their two runs back in the first inning, and since then, Santos has shut them down the last four innings in a row. And changeup just completely had Rodriguez fooled, and she's down on strikes.
She was going to get that call.
Yeah. And now that'll bring up Kaylee Rodriguez. And Kaylee 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts. And that was the 10th strikeout for Santos in the game. And Kaylee fouls that one over to the third base dugout. 0-1 count. And Koviak is out in the on-deck circle. Rodriguez swings and misses at the fastball. It's 0-2.
She's not big in stature, but she's big in effectiveness.
Exactly. And the next pitch tried to get Rodriguez to chase one on the outside corner and didn't get her to bite. It's 1-2. One-two pitch, and Rodriguez, it's a high pop foul over to the right side, just past the first base dugout, and it's going to be foul out of play. One ball and two strikes. And that one swung on a miss. That changeup again. And that's strikeout number 11 now for Santos and Cubettes down to their final out. And it's Kinley Yankoviak to bat for Nevaeh Holmes. And Koviak flew out to center field her first time up. And pitch swung out and missed, 0-1.
Another change up there.
She's got that pitch working, and she's keeping the Cubhead hitters off balance with it. And that one bounced in the dirt in front of home plate and gets away from the catcher over to the left side. And it's one ball and one strike. Too bad we didn't have any base runners on that one.
No.
One ball and one strike.
Of course, we haven't had any base runners in a while.
Yep. And then Koviak fouls this one over to the right side and got another one heading for the creek. And the 1-2 delivery. That was close.
Very close.
Two balls, two strikes.
I believe that's a little too close to take.
Yeah. And the 2-2 pitch. Tried to check her swing. Base umpire says, no, she didn't go around. And another close call there, 3-2. Of course, as this old saying goes, close on the counts and horseshoes and hand grenades.
That's it, horseshoes and hand grenades.
Three balls and two strikes.
You don't like it, you better foul her off.
Personally, I thought she got a break.
Yeah. And the 3-2 swung out and missed on the fastball this time. And she strikes out the side. And let's make sure this is going to be the ball game. And it is.
That is.
That is going to be the ball game. So your final score, Forney wins it 9-2. And just want to let you know this broadcast of Brenham Cubhead Softball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The postgame show made possible by Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and the Bank of Brenham. And we'll be back with a postgame show after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
So now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring, Christine Muehlbrand, Dorothy Dunsworth, and Marie Taylor.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Introducing new boneless water wings from Whataburger, tossed in honey butter, honey barbecue, sweet and spicy, or buffalo. Now, we know there are some people who are going to say these premium chicken tender bites are not real wings. And to that we say, so what? It's okay to be deliciously incorrect. Butterflies aren't made of butter. French fries are not from France. And your daddy's famous pork butt, not actually butt. New boneless water wings. Delicious? Yes. Correct? Who cares?
What a wing.
What a wing.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank with Texas Farm Credit in Brenham. If you're thinking about buying property or even a new home, our team at Texas Farm Credit can help you finance it. Texas Farm Credit is an agricultural lending cooperative that's been helping Texans grow for more than 100 years. We share our earnings with our members through our cash back patronage program. The more we earn, the more we return. Let us tailor a financing package just for for you. We offer competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Come see us at 1301 Highway 290 East or online at texasfarmcredit.com/Brenham.
And as we come back here, the Brenham Cubettes pick up a split on the opening day of the leadoff classic here. They won the first game this morning over Shadow Creek 3-2, but then Forney gets the nightcap here 9-2. And it's the start of a big weekend of softball here, as tomorrow Cubettes will be taking on Dripping Springs at 1 o'clock, and we'll have that one for you at 12:35 on our sports alternate feed. And then Midland Legacy in Brenham, that is at 3 o'clock. And then Saturday, Klein Forest at 10 and Conroe at 12 noon. And so the Cubettes, four more games left to play here in tournament play. And then I think that is for them going to be the end of tournaments this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This their third tournament in a row. You had the leadoff classic here a couple of weeks ago.
And Dripping Springs.
Last week's Dripping Springs. This week, the Brenham tournament. So,
yeah. And then
you'd like to finish off on a good note.
Oh, absolutely. And then getting into then it's district play the rest of the
week. Serious district play. Very serious district play.
Yeah, we got Coach Roberts making her way up here for the post game. And we'll get some of her thoughts here on the two games for today. And Coach, welcome into the post game, and you go out there today, and you get yourselves a split, winning the first game this morning, but then Forney coming back and getting this one tonight. What were your assessment of the two games for today?
Well, I mean, I think offensively we can produce better as a whole in both of the games that we played. We didn't adjust tonight. I can't remember much of the first one because I get so involved in the next one. But we took care of business enough in the first one to win it. I wish we would have produced more runs in that game. I do remember that. But other than that, it was 3-2. And I know that I told our pitchers, like, good job, because our offense didn't produce enough runs, in my opinion, and we still found a way to win that ball game this morning. So that was and against a decent team. And then tonight, I just got done telling them we're doing some things consistently not good, which is walking a lot of people. Everybody that walked, I think, scored here.
Yeah.
I mean, it was close if it wasn't all of them. Our pitchers walked at least five.
Yeah.
And that's hard. It's hard to win ball games when you do that. And then, you know, offensively, that pitcher, she did a pretty good job of placing the ball. I mean, I thought she did a great job. And then we saw the change up there at the end that we didn't see all game. I mean, I thought she was pretty legit. But I told our hitters, you know, some of them struck out three times, or I would just wish that they would just make a little bitty adjustment of some sort going through to your third at bat. I thought she kept us off balance, and they really won on all sides of the game. I mean, they just beat us tonight. I don't think we gave our best performance, but I still thought that they beat us on all three parts of the game.
Yeah, Tommy Nartari, it looked like she had a really good changeup out there that the hitters were having trouble adjusting
to.
Yeah,
and she didn't have to throw it. I don't even know if she would have had to throw it that last inning, to be honest, because we weren't hitting, really. But right there at the end, I thought, man, that's a good pitch. So just hats off to her, but I wish we would adjust a little better.
And now coming up tomorrow, you got a couple of games. You got Dripping Springs and Midland Legacy, two good teams there. What would you like to see from your team going into tomorrow's game?
Well, I want us to, like I said, we're giving up big innings lately. Just in all these games that we're playing, we're in it, and then all of a sudden it just goes away. You know, we give up five runs or whatever it was just then. It might have been more than five, but we're in the ball game. You know, we're in the ball game. I would like to eliminate that, like take care of business. I know, like, more things than one are happening. It's either we're walking somebody, they're hitting, and we're making errors in those innings. So let's eliminate a little bit of that and take control where it's not five runs, you know, to keep us in the ball game a little bit. That's been happening lately when we play decent opponents. So my number one thing would be that we adjust offensively and try to eliminate that. You know, give us ourselves a fighting chance.
And one of those opponents tomorrow, Dripping Springs, former How about Coach Wade Womack? You looking forward to facing one of your predecessors tomorrow?
They're always tough. We always have to play every year. Whether we play there or here, we always have to play every year, which they're well coached. We saw him last weekend. I'm glad he's coming into town and face them again. So, yeah, we got to be ready to work or we'll find ourselves on the other side of the ball game tomorrow if we don't show up ready to go.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Thank you.
All righty, Coach Katie Roberts joining us, and we'll be back with more of the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
There are a lot of different components to a steel structure, but there's only one place you can go for everything you need. DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham and Bastrop. From contractors to do-it-yourselfers, DDM Pipe and Steel has what you need for your metal building or fencing project. DDM's experienced staff will make sure you have the right hardware and accessories and help you select building or roof panels, welding supplies, flat plate or angle iron, even roll up and walk through doors. Stop by and see them or visit them online at DDMBuildings.com.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blind Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now to name our John Breeden star of the game. And it was a rough night for the Cubettes as they fall 9-2, but one young lady did stand out having three hits tonight.
Oh, no doubt about it. There was, as you said, one young lady did stand out, Hallie Shield. Her first at-bat, she had a single, ended up scoring a run. Second at-bat, she got a single. Third at-bat, she got a single and a stolen base. So not a bad evening for Hallie Shield, our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, it's insurance you can trust. And now for our drive of the game. And, well, they were all singles, so just kind of had to roll the dice and make one there.
That's it. And we're going to go with the one that drove in a run. So Kaylin Rodriguez, you know, that goes back in that first inning. She got a single, drove in a run to give us two runs and put us up temporarily. So Kaylin Rodriguez, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
And drive off in a brand-new vehicle today. The team at Hyundai of Brenham offers a great lineup of vehicles, plus finance options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, friends. Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Whether it's between innings or a pitching change, a break in the action is plenty of time to use Bank of Brenham's fast and easy-to-use mobile app or online banking. By the time the action resumes, you could have checked balances, deposited funds, or paid bills. To learn more, go to bankbob.com or call us at 836-3332. Bank of Brenham is a proud supporter of the Cubs and Cubettes. Go Cubs and bank with Bob in Brenham, Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Member FDIC.
Start the year off right with a New Holland utility tractor from WC Tractor in Brenham, and warm up with preseason savings. Get 0% deals or cash back offers on PowerStar T5, Workmaster Utility, and T6 models. These powerful, comfortable tractors deliver from 40 to 126 PTO horsepower and capably handle nearly any job you throw at them, from loading to haymaking. Warm up with preseason savings now at WC Tractor in Brenham. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, back we go. And once again, our final score, it is the 40 Jackrabbits 9 and the Brenham Cubettes 2. And a split day here at the ballpark earlier today. As we said, the Cubettes beat Shadow Creek 3-2. Two more games tomorrow, Tommy, and for the Cubettes, just got to come out and take care of business.
Oh, you know, what they have to do is this game, you know, I really honestly felt after that first inning, Doug, and you and I just kind of made some notes there. I said, maybe we ought to run rule this game. But you know what? Santos just settled in and as a pitcher, and she just kept shutting down the Cubettes.
I mean, after that first inning, she got on a roll and ended up with, I think, 12 strikeouts
that
in the game.
That is correct.
And just mixing her pitches well. And one of those, I guess, a lesson hopefully learned, and will make the Cubs better down the road.
That's it. What you're going to have to do is the one point that I really like that Coach Roberts brought up was some of our hitters should have made some adjustments.
Right.
You know, by the time you're coming up the third at bat, you should have been making it. But, you know, we were swinging at the same pitches that we were swinging at in the first inning, and as you said, put this game behind you. Forget about it. It's done. Mm-hmm. It's in the books as an L. So it's okay. Come back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, you got a couple of good quality teams that are going to be playing again tomorrow. So it'll be a good day. It'll be a good day. And, you know, I know Coach Roberts will have them ready to play tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. I want to thank Austin back at the studios for his fine work on the boards. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And of course, we thank our sponsors who make the broadcast possible. And one more time from Alumni Field is Doug and Tommy saying goodnight, everybody.